Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Today, we start looking at six pieces of evidence that lead us to believe that this book that we always talk from is from God. So over the next 6 days, you're going to begin to understand why we at Life Word are so adamant and passionate about getting this message out to people in every tribe, tongue, and nation. Because in this book, it contains the message, the revelation of who God is, of who we really are, and what God has done on our behalf. And so we want to begin sharing with you why this book is so important to us. So I want you to hold up your hand and I want you to look at your pinky and I want you to think for this first evidence, think pinky prophecy. Pinky prophecy. The Bible has fulfilled prophecy. You know that there are many prophecies listed in this book, but they are fulfilled. And not just general prophecies, but detailed, precise prediction relating to individuals and entire empires that are given with hair-splitting accuracy. So for instance, Daniel gives a prophecy so exact that it reads like history that's been written after the fact. For one, at the threshold of the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy of 70 years of Babylonian captivity for Judah, Daniel is given the amazing 70 weeks prophecy, identifying the specific time of the Messiah's advent and the subsequent execution. It was fulfilled in the exact 173,880 day time period that he predicted. There are dozens of specific prophecies fulfilled in Jesus' life alone. And then he has his very own prediction that the temple would be destroyed stone by stone, which was dramatically fulfilled 40 years later when Roman legions under Titus sacked Jerusalem. So think pinky prophecy. That's the first evidence that we have that this book right here is far beyond just a history book, but is supernatural, that it is of divine authorship and carries divine authority. Well, is fulfilled prophecy sufficient in itself to make the case for divine authorship? Well, maybe not for some, but even so, it's an important piece of the overall puzzle for Scripture's divine authorship. Chalk one up for the supernatural side. And when you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. Also, remember the Fonte Life Word broadcast in Ghana.